to call this meeting to order on Wednesday, December 6th at 2:31 p.m. in the Director's Office of the Programming Office on the third floor of the Joe Crowley Student Union. We will now move into Agenda Item 2, Roll Call.
Director Nason.
Present.
Programmer Fagoni.
Present.
Programmer Hayden.
Tardy excused.
Programmer Zanardo.
Present.
A quorum is present.
All right, we will now move into Agenda Item 3. Is there any public comment? All right, seeing as there's no public comment, we will move into Agenda Item 4, the approval of the minutes. I am seeking a motion to approve the minutes from Friday, October 13th. Is there...
So motion.
So moved. Yeah.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
All right, all those in favor, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Great, motion carries. Seeing as there are no budget proposals, we will move into Agenda Item 6, open discussion. So, basically the whole point of this meeting is to kind of have a recap on what we did this past semester, kind of talk about it, and then talk about what you all want to do for next semester, and more specifically, just kind of start collaborating on what we want to do for BUNLV week, because that is, I think it's early February sometime. If you can check, that'd be great. So we just need to start collaborating on that now, so that we have time to, you know, take everything in over winter break. We can reserve whatever space we need, order whatever we need, get it approved, and go from there.
Go to SEAB.
Yep, go to SEAB. All right, so do you guys have any discussion on it? Do you want me to start?
All right, I can start.
Programmers in auto.
So what I like to, or what I've been doing is looking at what, like, the big schools do in the South, like how they get such a presence at games.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually think that we have the upper hand when it comes to, like, basketball, especially with us flirting with the top 25 spot. I'd like to have us almost like a pancake feed type event.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know if it'll be too cold, but having that kind of a presence would be huge.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe the night before the game.
Mm-hmm. So maybe something similar to
Welcome Back, like Wolf It Down.
Yeah, something similar to Wolf It Down, but we'd have it kind of night before the game, like a pep rally.
Yeah.
We could do that. Do you have any, I guess, programmers in auto, do you have any specific, if you'd want to do something like pancakes again or something a little different, like a barbecue or anything along those lines? Or
I'd like to do any type of hot food, really, because I'm expecting it to be cold.
Right.
So you're going to want people to want to, we got to have coffee, hot chocolate, maybe hot cider, or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Keep people warm.
Now, and is that something you guys think, and this is just kind of open it, you know, open anyone, Gabby.
Yeah.
Pipe in whatever, that we'd want to do sort of as a welcome back game, one of the first games from the semester, or put that in for BUNLV week. Totally up to you guys. Program for Gabby.
Well, I just checked. Yeah, the game's on a Wednesday.
The UNLV game?
Yeah. So, I mean, if we do something for a week, we could do something from...
Do you know what day
it is?
Sorry.
It's... February 7th. So if we do like a BUNLV week, I mean, I could check when the game beforehand is,
mm-hmm.
but most likely if we do something, it'll have to be either Sunday through Wednesday or Monday through Wednesday. But we could get a couple events going for those.
Mm-hmm. Or we could look into if there is a basketball game that Saturday.
Most likely there probably will be.
And if it is a home game, we could either take the approach of we include that and kind of start that as the hype, and we can kind of try to tie in some incentive to BUNLV into that Saturday, in that basketball game. Or we can take the approach of we'll start on Sunday since there is a basketball game where we're playing a different team on Saturday.
I'll check and see if there's a game.
I'm just trying to get clarification. So BUNLV week, the game is on February 7th, which is a Wednesday.
Correct.
Right, and so you're talking about starting like the Saturday or the Sunday before.
Correct.
and doing something there to sort of like build up, start mm-hmm. building up the
And then we'd likely have events, you know, they're, you know, the magnitude of them kind of varying throughout the week.
So like maybe do like something every day?
Correct.
Oh, that's cool.
Program.
So I just checked, and they are on the road against Colorado State Saturday, February 3rd.
So maybe something we could do then for that is we could have a viewing party, and a viewing party of that game, most likely in the Joe, and we could incentivize it, and we'd have to talk to the athletic department about this, but I'm sure they'd love it, and I'm sure they would help us out with it as well, is maybe the first, you know, 50 200 maybe even 25 75 students that show up to the viewing party and actually stay the duration of the time get priority seating for the BUNLV week or for the BUNLV game.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because the Colorado State's a rematch from the conference championship last year, so it should be a pretty good game. I think that's Kate.
So I think we'll talk to them about that. I know that I had a meeting with director.
I walked past her like several times. I'm like, where is everyone?
We're hiding.
I had a meeting with Director Newth Friday morning, and we talked about just a lot of ideas, and just it was very, very, it was really productive, great meeting. And I know that, you know, seeing that we're having such a good season, UNLV is historically good. This is going to be a game that's bigger than ever, and really the athletic department is here to help us in any way that we need it. So we can, we'll meet with them, we'll talk about it. We'll meet with them on a department basis so we can get all of you guys there so we can get all ideas firing and get going on that. So really the biggest thing that I want you all to take away from BUNLV week is we most likely won't have a formal meeting next week because it is the start of finals, dead days on Wednesday. I know school comes first, we all need to study. But in a week, and I'm setting this precedent now, in a week, if you all could, if we don't meet, if you could email me maybe a page of ideas of things we could do for UNLV week. I know that Saturday viewing party is a start. And then last year for this event, we had an event while students were waiting in line for the game. It's going to happen again next year, and that was a hit. So we'll likely do that again. For this year. So if you guys want to think about things we could do, you know, in that Sunday to Tuesday time frame or you know, whatever time frame it may be. So is there any more discussion on BUNLV before we move on?
When will you have a calendar finalized for BUNLV?
Hopefully late December, early January. Because realistically, we're not going to have one done in the next 2 weeks.
I know. That's what I was asking.
Right. So
do you want to give yourself, like, a hard deadline, though? Like, January 10th.
Yeah, let's do it January 7th, so it's exactly a month before the game itself. That's when we will have a finalized event list of what we want to do, and then we can go from there.
Only because you want to make sure you have time to advertise
right.
it.
Get ink blotted.
Get ink blots. You want to make sure you submit it as far as at least, I think they say 6 weeks in advance.
Right.
Yeah. So.
All right. So moving on from BUNLV, kind of a recap of what we did this past semester. I think the big thing I want to talk about with this, and then if you guys have some of the other events you want to talk about, you know, go ahead and pipe in, is our homecoming pep rally. I know Gabby and I have talked extensively about it. So I just kind of want your guys' thoughts on that. I know from my perspective, it was a very, very productive event. It was awesome. We had a great turnout. Luker's never done anything like that. So that was good. Obviously, there were things that we could do better, in my opinion. There were things we did well, things we could do better moving forward, which benefits the department. So I want to open that up to whatever you guys have to say about that. Any thoughts, good or bad, about the event, things we could do better? Programmers
in the maybe have it a little bit earlier, but other than that, I think for the first time having that event, we had a good turnout.
Okay.
And maybe get our name out there a little earlier.
Mm-hmm.
bringing more people.
So maybe, yeah, I agree. I think we could have maybe had a more specific description in the homecoming packet about it, have it planned out a little farther in advance. People had a better idea, maybe contact an Inkblot about it. I agree. Program for Gowney, program for Hayden, you guys have anything? Any thoughts?
No.
Program for Gowney.
Yeah, we could have, I know programming helped, or the programmers helped us out. Maybe we could have taken it upon ourselves to think of some games. Like, I know we kept talking about like a football toss or something. Maybe we could have planned it out and done something like that since it's related to the game. But other than that, like, I think it was good. We kind of got a little bit screwed with the weather. It got pretty cold pretty quick. But other than that, I think it was great.
Yeah, I agree. And I think I agree, and obviously some of that we can control and some of it we can't. And moving forward, you know, we're going to be in instances, especially with this BUNLV week, where, you know what, the weather might not be great, but we're going to have to adjust and have to plan it accordingly in the best way we can to control those variables. Like I said, for the stuff that we can control, being, you know, getting the event out on time, scheduling the times so maybe we can avoid that cold weather, I think that's something we all need to take away moving forward. And we'll just do a better job of planning it. As much as, and this is, and Gabby and I have talked about this, and as much as I don't really like to say it, but it's true, I think this is one of the best falls, probably the best fall Blue Crew's had in a while, and that's because of you all. And that being said, it was still kind of a warm-up in a sense for this next semester, and I want you all to kind of think about that and take that away from this meeting in a sense of our fall sports weren't great. We didn't have a lot to work with. For the most part, we did what we could. And after that, you know, it's the athletes themselves. It's the coaches. It's you know, it's on them to do the rest. And so I think moving forward, that really excites me, and Gabby and I talk about this all the time, is we have a top 25 basketball team. People are excited about it. The athletic department is in a position to help us in any way we can, and it's the same way with us. And so, really, we can do pretty much whatever we want to, obviously to an extent. But I just think that's something that we need to be excited about, we need to think about. So when you guys are thinking about ideas, when we're having these meetings and we're spitballing, we're trying to figure out what we want to do, realize that we are in the position for a phenomenal semester. President Texera.
So I talked to Derek Neff the other day, and he just emailed me this morning, but he's gonna get the size for the student section so we can buy the cover that we've been talking to Doug about. And then additionally, he and I talked about getting a jersey for the Must Bus. So it was really more of a discussion, should we get Nevada basketball jerseys for the student section, or should we get Must Bus jerseys? I kind of like the Must Bus idea just because they've been running on that, and that's kind of their thing right now. But I was reached out with that. So it's up to you guys.
Is it a giant jersey for the bus?
Or no, so like the one of them is a cover, and it covers the student section.
Right,
and
so then that idea about schools, that.
And then the jersey we would hand out to students.
Okay, got it.
So, President Texera, the question I have for you is, and I know because I spoke with Derek about the big cover for the student section, and he said that the athletic department has a supplier. I'm just wondering if you think that would be a problem at all as we, I mean, obviously it's not apparel, but if
with
ASUN has a preferred like sign company that we would need to be aware of?
No, we don't have a preferred sign company, and technically that's not, because our signage and our handbills and everything are done through Wolfpack Prints, which is in the parking lot, but that's, you know, handbills and things like that.
Right,
this is a whole nother,
right.
Like, you can't buy this out of a wool shop,
right,
or Wolfpack Prints. This
right.
is almost something you'd buy from a construction company.
Right.
So, they have a supplier, and we're going to go with their supplier just because they've been working closely with them for years. And I mean, it would take longer for us to go to a supplier that we might have in mind. And since we only have a shortened season, there's no point. And we probably get it cheaper with athletics.
I just wanted to clarify, because I know that we've had our fair share of issues in the past just with dealing with things of that nature. Moving on from that, though, I mean, I Thank you for stopping by our meeting presentation. I think that I'm sure you all have seen the video. If you haven't, Grand Canyon University has this huge sign that they drape over their student section, and then they drop it, and you know, music drops and the parties get, and it's great. It's awesome. So I know that Noah reached, President Texera reached out to Director Newth about it. Director Newth was on board, and so we're in the process of making that happen. I think, like President Texera said, I think the Must Bus specific jerseys would be sweet. Obviously, it'll have the ASU and Blue Crew logo on it. But I think if we can get the design for that and get those going so we can have them for next semester to hand out to the student section, I think that'd be great. We will obviously have to sit down, most likely President Texera and myself, with the athletic department and figure out how we want to go about ordering and distributing and that type of thing, and how that's going to coincide with the Must Bus, which the Must Bus is the child of the basketball department. So we'll sit down, we'll talk to them about it, and we'll have a better idea of that moving forward in the near future.
Yeah, I'm going
to
order the cover today.
Did we agendize the budget for that? Or is what out of what budget is that?
So the process in this is we order it, they design it, and then they give us a price quote. So we actually couldn't agendize it if we wanted, because we don't have a number.
Because you don't have a number.
So I'm going to get all the numbers and everything, and then once, you know, they're looking for an IPO, then we can agendize.
Perfect. All right. So moving forward, I just want to review kind of the dates and expectations we set at this meeting for the near future. So we're going to have our plan for BUNLV week ready to go by January 7th. Next week, if we do not meet, if you all can email me about a page lengths, maybe a little less, just whatever the creative juices are feeling that day, some ideas of events or promotional giveaways or whatever to do for BUNLV week, that would be great. And I think that was everything we said. Programmer Hayden?
When do we come back from break?
I think it's January 23rd.
It's around there.
So we'll come back, we'll have a couple of weeks, but the biggest thing is we need to have that planning, if not completely done, for the most part done, so that if anything comes up, we can adjust. If an order doesn't go through, we can go with another supplier, things of that nature. So, does anyone have any other points of discussion, any concerns, ideas, thoughts moving forward with the department before winter break? Gabby?
The 22nd.
And that's a Monday?
That's a Monday. Okay. So 22nd is a Monday, and also what I wanted to share was, as you're coming up with ideas, if you are struggling with figuring out how exactly you would go about executing these things, please feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to meet with you via Skype, FaceTime, Google Hangout, whatever form, phone, to discuss how you can go about planning these things. So like for the programming board, for example, I'm meeting with them now to discuss their events for Welcome Back Week. So I'm happy to do the same with y'all. So don't be scared to reach out to me. This is what I'm here for. That's all I'm saying.
All right. Thank you. Yeah. If there's nothing else, anyone? All right. We will now move into agenda item 7, public comment.
Just as if you could get that list to me that they send you as soon as you, like the list.
Ideas.
Ideas. Okay. As soon as you get it, that would be great.
Yeah, definitely. I guess we can just set that date. If you could send that to me, let's make it by Thursday, December 14th. I was going to say dead day, but I know we're all busy studying on dead day, so send me that. Again, guys, it doesn't have to be anything intense, even like you have to have sources or MLA formatted or anything. Just jot your thoughts down, say whatever you're feeling, and we'll work off those.
Do you want it just for BUNLV week or just the semester?
I can do whatever. If you want, for this, if you could have a specific BUNLV section, then if you feel inclined or you want to have ideas for the rest of the semester, please feel free. That would be great to put them on that document as well. All right. Are there any?
Did you have some? No, I just
did this. All right. Is there any more public comment? Great. We will move into agenda item 8, adjournment at 2:51 p.m.